Okay. Now I have a council meeting I need to go to. I will leave Kara in charge.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you, Corton. Farewell.
Okay. As Bunny has the headset on, she's going to manipulate the body.
Okay.
In the meantime, as she gets the legs mobile, we will talk.
Yeah,
wonderful. Yes, she's wearing the headset. Best time that we've tried this.
How's her training coming along as a healer?
Well, this is part of it.
I think you've been instructing her in a couple matters.
Yes, and she has instructed me in a few. No.
Yeah, like her instructions better.
Patient. It does look funny having Martin's body walking around on all fours. Okay. Now, for the tape. Okay, first of all, what we're going to do to you, Russ, is we're going to pull energy out of you. Okay? And instead of doing it from the crown, right, we're going to pull it all the way down through your body. Now, don't visualize anything coming into you. Okay? Feeling the energy coming down through your head, all the way down through your body, coming all the way down your legs. So it goes down through each and every chakra. You feel your feet starting to get warm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're pulling the energy out. And we want you to count from 10 down to 1. Starting at 10 and starting now. Okay, that's good. When did we do that last thing of running fingers up your feet?
To energize?
Just for tease. Okay, how do you feel?
Tired.
Now then. Now, I'm pulling energy into Mark's body. Okay, you're going to pull energy out of that. Not until I tell you to. Okay, now we're going to put energy in, and you're going to first of all feel a warming in your head, okay? Here we go. Okay, now start to pull energy from that. There we go. Start to pull energy from that crystal. Now, you feel from the thumb area, it's getting quite warm. Okay, mm-hmm. So we're going to change the energy flow to go into the crown as opposed to between the third eye and the crown. Okay, now you're feeling the top of your head starting to get warm mm-hmm. as the energy is flowing down in. Right, now bring the energy in through your arms from the crystal into your shoulder area, into your throat chakra. Right, now I'm going to push down with the energy, and it's going to flow down into your body. And I want you to count from 1 up to 10. Mm-hmm. Starting now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, how are you feeling?
A little tired, but still more energy coming in.
Okay, that's good. Okay, now sit up. Okay, good. Move back a little bit so I don't happily. Okay, here we go. Okay, there's one hand. Okay, there's the other one. Okay, we're going to pump directly into your heart chakra and your stomach chakra through your back, okay? And you feel the hands getting hotter and hotter. Continue sucking that energy from the crystal. Okay. Okay, you feel hot spots spreading out from the hands, correct? And they're spreading out fast. Okay, going to amp it up so it's going to get real warm and hot in your back right now. Don't tense so rapidly every so often. I know it's like a pumping wave. Okay. Now, count down again from 10 down to 1. Okay, that's good. How do you feel?
Much better.
Okay, last little touch. Stay sitting, because we're going to do your shoulders. Okay, here we go on your shoulders. Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, now the energy's going to come pumping in, and we're not going to be so gentle with the energy this time, as you can feel your shoulders are already heating up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you're going to spread the heat through your shoulders, all the way down through your heart, down to your stomach, down to your root chakra. Okay? Yeah, you feel the energy flowing in, hard and fast. Okay? If you want to giggle, giggle. Well, of course, guys don't giggle, they laugh. They chuckle. Okay. Now, count from 1 up to 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, that's good. That time it was faster in your counter. Now, stand up. And do a quick jog on the spot for a few seconds. There, you're feeling better, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, where did your headache go?
Oh, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mum.
No problem.
Thank you, Huna.
She'll get her chance. She says, bunny, please.
Bunny.
Now, she was watching and manipulating the body so that we could do the energy control.
Ah.
So she got a lesson and you got a lesson.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm assuming...
Your voice even sounds lighter.
Oh, good. Now, I'm assuming that my body is reacting to my excess work by getting sick to force myself to rest.
Yes.
So, does this take away from that process?
No. It gives you energy that you need now. I did not push any energy, any bad energy. Anything that's in your body is still in your body. However, you do have energy to use as you want to use.
I see.
Not how you should, but how you want to. That is your choice, whether you do or do not. There's Corton likes to say. Use it as you want to.
Now, I should be doing this on my own whenever these points reach myself, right?
Sometimes it's useful to have somebody to help you.
Right.
Somebody to supply excess energy, external energy. Somebody that knows what they're doing. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you have any more questions?
No, I'm not talking to more.
Anyway. I'll catch you later, lads.
That's right.
That's an interesting thought. Won't she have to edit and censor herself?
Yes.
So, she will have to come back and go over what she said in the healing.
No, she'll just have you edit it out when I get to it on the tape and I'm going to go through it on the webpage.
I know, I'm trying to give you a hard time.
Sorry, I'm just a little out of it.
How did it feel for you?
Very warm.
Mm-hmm. Soothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, I better put on the bunny monster.
Okay. Hi, buddy.
Hey!
Are you going to be leaving us soon, I take it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, what a shame.
Got to start at higher education.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
So when do we see you next?
Oh, when I come out for the winter.
Yeah, oh, not that long away then.
Uh-huh.
Well, good to hear it, buddy. Did you have a fun time on your trip?
Yeah!
All right, learn a lot of stuff.
Learned a lot just the last week. A lot.
Good to hear it. So you're taking a lot of information back with you.
Mm-hmm.
Did your video get done? Your holo?
Almost finished.
What are you up to now?
Up to the credits.
Oh, we're practically done. God.
I'm having difficulty with holographic and spinning letters. I want one word spinning one way. Another word spinning another way, and another word spinning another way. So you have the three axes being represented in the spinning title. And then I've got to get them to change, and get them to change in sequence.
Well, you know you could help, who have helped with you with that?
Who?
Mark.
Really?
Absolutely.
Cool!
Just asking, he'll be happy to show you, help you with that, give you some good ideas.
Fun!
He doesn't know the technology, but he certainly knows the methods behind it.
Ah! Okay. See, that's not my field doing that kind of stuff.
Oh, Mark loves that kind of stuff. He'll definitely be a big help for you.
Cool!
Well, good. So all the main parts out of the way.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good. Available at a holo store near you?
Not yet. Not yet.
Coming soon. On Bunny Video.
And I want to have it ready for the midwinter festival.
Ah. Mhm. Okay. Good. And I think it should be.
Yeah. And I want to do. And when I get back, I've got a week before I start college, and I'm going down to the southern part where it's still winter. Late winter, and we're doing a snow bunny thing. That's what the little business thing is going to be called, Snow Bunny. So I want to do a Snow Bunny thing.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you going to be taking time off from college to work on more holos, or are you just going to buckle down and work on studying?
I haven't made up my mind yet.
Mm.
After all, there's going to be lots of people to party with.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it is a college.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you have probably fraternities, but you probably have groups sort of similar.
What is?
Fraternity?
Yes.
Colleges down here have them. And what they are is groups of like-minded individuals form sort of cooperative housing arrangements in which they do many different extracurricular activities together, hang out, go ahead and just socialize, and they all live in the same big house.
Ah! I think I understand.
Mm-hmm. Good video about that Animal House down here. Kind of a good representation of a toga party.
Toga party?
Toga. Toga. Toga.
Hmm.
Mainly an excuse to get drunk and have sex.
Need to get drunk to have sex?
No, but it certainly does make it easier for the participants, I assume, to throw away more inhibition.
If you insist.
It's a nerd custom.
I guess so. Being able to get into somebody's mind freely and being able to interact with their minds. You don't need that kind of stimuli.
Well, down here you do. Alcohol drops people's mental shielding quite a bit.
Ah! So you use alcohol as a depressant?
No. Actually, as part depressant, part stimulant.
Alcohol cannot be one or the other. It is only one. Let me rephrase that. It cannot be both. It is only one.
Not really. Sometimes it can be both. I mean, traditionally, no, it's normally not. But in a party atmosphere, it can bring up the loosened inhibitions, which at that point you're able to fire, I guess, more adrenaline or something.
No, that doesn't work that way. Depends what type of alcohol you are using.
Usually it's beer.
Beer can be a stimulant.
Ah.
Alcohol, on a roll, is depressant. The higher the alcoholic content, the less of the stimulating factor and more of the depressant.
Ah, so it must be the beer factor then.
I would assume so. Ah. I don't use alcohol.
Well, sure, you don't have to though.
No, don't need to.
Yeah, it's a different dimension though.
Do you have any questions?
I don't have a thing in my head.
Well, that's a state of mind for me. I will send you a first press hollow with a kiss on it.
Ooh, excellent.
Mm-hmm. Kiss on the cover, and I will wrap it in my finest silk underwear.
So are you going to be, what are you taking in college, business, ed, or healing?
Healing.
I think you should minor in business ed.
If you think so.
Well, you have a good business mind on your head.
Why would I need to minor in it?
Well, in college you have a major and you have a minor. Or minors, as in plural. Major is what you're actually studying for. Minors are those things that are...
Minors have numerous different connotations. Minors are little people that haven't reached the age of majority.
Right.
Minors are people that work underground.
Right.
I don't see how either of these will apply.
Because there's a third form of it, which is major, and the opposite of that, of minor.
Major is a big thing, or it is a ranking in the Defense Force.
Yeah, what the first, a big thing.
Ah.
So the opposite of the big thing would be a small thing.
Why not say a small one, or a big one?
Because we're using college terms now.
English, I never get the hang of it.
You're fine, dear.
I'm confused by it. Major and minor.
The minor can be just a small thing.
Oh, I think I understand.
Right. And in college, you have your major, which is, of course, like I said, your primary mode of study, primary courses.
Ah, why didn't you say primary and secondary?
Oh, well, because we use minor and majors.
Ah. Okay. Be nice seeing you. See you. After the winter festival.
I look forward to seeing you again, my darling. Have a great time. Well, it's definitely a pleasure having her on the base this last month or so.
Yes, it was. Last month or so. Last month.
I think everyone's had a really good time having her around.
Mm-hmm. She's been the life and soul of parties.
I do agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, my dear.
Yes.
What was it going to bring up? It's gone. It was there. It's gone.
She does have that way of doing that to people, though, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a thought goes.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Look out there, mosey. Put on the next person.
I don't know.
Okay.
Can I edit yourself there?
No. And I really can't edit Bunny. There's obviously...
Conversations with Bunny.
Yes.
Alright, who's up for grabs?
Okay.
Kiri?
Yes.
My Kiri monster. Alright, bring on your little sister.
Frank, trying to make Kara do my job.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, my job.
Sorry.
You will be. Yo, dude.
Kiri.
Ra, ra, ra. Kiri. Kiri, rah, rah, rah. And I left my notes on my dissertation at home.
Oh, well.
Back at the apartment.
No big. I'm sure you have it all memorized anyway, so it's not important.
No, that's why I put it in notebook. So what have you been up to, dude?
Just to keep my energy levels from going to the trash bin.
Yes. They did a good team effort on you, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bunny opened up your mind to make it easier for Kara to get in. Mm-hmm. I think she might have planted a few thoughts in there as well. Mm-hmm. It'd be like you put your head down and you go... Okay, let me see if I can come up with something for the internet. Or we can sit down here and say that Bunny's just dropped her underwear.
Life's getting exciting.
It is, actually. She doesn't normally take them off that quickly. Oh, I see. Okay, fair enough. She's just stripped totally and is putting on something different from her bag. Oh, she's got a towel around her. She says she's going into the room next door to take a shower.
Oh.
I don't see why she put a towel around herself.
Well, she'll have a towel when she gets out the dryer, so.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
So it keeps all the technicians, you know, from getting too preoccupied.
Well, one of the guys is very much into one of the other guys, so there's no problem there. And the head technician is busy cleaning their toenails.
I see everyone's hard at work again.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we at tonight anyway? We're at the chowing room?
Yeah.
I'll get that one so late.
Mainly because somebody didn't channel tonight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have... How much time do we have left? Probably about 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Don't have anything to dissertate. Or pontificate upon, apart from morals of coercion, which unfortunately would take about 15-20 minutes, which we don't have. And besides, I don't have my notes.
Right.
Well, we can save it for another night.
Yeah.
I have got Bunny to do a favour for me when she gets back.
What's that?
She's going to model a whole load of my swimsuits, but then she goes off to do her winter shoot, as she calls it. Snow Bunny.
Yeah.
So she's going to use a lot of my swing gear in her movies. And I'm going to get credits, clothing supplied by Kiri Highland. She's going to also, when she goes to college and does her introduction that she has to do in front of the university, she's going to be wearing one of my, complete outfit by me. So it's going to look very ritzy and flashy and everything. And it'll have my little logo on the breast.
That pair of lips that I remember?
Yes, the red lips with the gold trim.
Yes.
That's me. That's my life. And so, yeah, she's going to get the final fitting for the dress tonight. So I've got to get busy with the needle and thread.
Right.
I mean, it's all it is final stitch work. I'll do it inside out and then she'll put it on. Take it off and put it back on. Because it's got to be body hugging.
Sounds like fun.
It will be. We'll get a picture of her in the various parts of the outfit because there's the stockings, the boxers, the under panties that go underneath the boxers. Very essential outfit.
What's an introduction in college?
No, she stands up with her class, and each member of her class says what their ambition is at the college, what they plan to study, and how they plan to be a member of the college.
Sounds like fun. What'd you do?
Hmm?
You said, I'm going to be a master courser and ace every year that I do this.
Kind of. Actually, my objectives were a little bit longer ranging than just that. Well, it was to be able to leave the college with a legacy that could be built and worked upon.
And
I did.
Yeah. You mean your children?
Well, no, it's the legacy for the college.
What legacy for the college?
But the legacy of what I did. The research and everything.
Oh.
I didn't only study coercion there.
Oh, you mean you've actually you got somewhere with this? Your engineering skills, I take it?
Yeah.
I know you studied engineering in college.
Well, where else would I study it?
I think you just picked up a bunch of books or something and just started working on it.
Yeah, right. Like I'm going to sit there and pick up technical manuals and understand what they mean.
Oh, you smart have to. Enough.
Oh, I guess so.
So you did civil studies. So you did coercion and...
As you put it, I majored in coercion and minored in engineering, but it wasn't a minor. It was more like a major and a major. When I finished at college after 2 years, I went on to the undergraduate work that I did as an engineer. And that took another 6 years to get certified as a master engineer or mistress engineer.
So why is the idea of fraternity so foreign?
We really don't know what the word means.
Frat parties? Well, I'm sure Mark's told you about them, right?
No. All he's talk about is a thrash in the mess.
No, not quite. It's more military.
Anyway, I will put on the last speakers.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Last speakers.
See you later, dude.
Bye, love.
Okay. Well, as always, Kiri was not prepared. But I'm sure she will more than make up for it. And her mind is obviously elsewhere.
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay. Nothing worth mentioning on editing, I guess. Okay?
All right.
Great. Yeah. Now, what was your question, if you remembered?
No.
Oh, well, pity. Okay, I will put on the last speaker. And Kiri was quite correct in last speakers. Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, is this Leah?
Is this Leah?
I don't know. I'm too thrashed to figure it out.
That's twice I've heard that word. What does it mean?
Thrashed?
Mm-hmm.
Means that you've worked hard enough or you're tired enough that you don't have a mind left to really sit there and work things out to their logical conclusion.
And then Tia mentioned Thrash in the Mess, or was that Kiri?
That was Kiri, and Thrash in the Mess is a party or a rather large shindig within a eating area of a military installation.
Oh, I see.
Well, how are you, darling?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, good to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're staying, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. I've got two more orbits of the planet, I think.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Then I go back to Sirius. Start my Sirius education.
And what are you going to major in?
I was thinking robotics.
Ooh, that would be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get a good background in that anyway.
Yeah.
And your minors?
I'm not into digging underground, but my secondaries will be probably something along the lines of something on the technical side. I'm working on, at the moment, molecular engineering as well. I think that would be my secondaries, but it's more like a primary.
Yeah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you work on something like a psychic skill, like Kiri worked on coercion as your primary?
Well, I am. I am working on a manifestation.
Oh.
But that's something I already have, and it's just a matter of learning how to control it. I'm more interested in getting my primaries on molecular engineering and robotics.
Now, can you use manifesting in engineering?
Of course.
And do you use manifesting?
I try.
And what have you manifested so far?
Pennies.
Oh, please. You're just funnier than hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so funny I could pee myself.
Yes, you could.
Mm-hmm.
That's Marks.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway, so what else is up, darling?
What's up?
What's up?
I don't know.
Okay, well,
what is Marks?
Pager.
Oh.
Yeah, that thing.
Oh, it buzzes. Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
what does it do?
Well, it means someone can call in and they'll tell you you've got a message.
Oh, okay, let me see. What can I talk about? How about liquid action as a lubricating surface?
Okay.
And the primary functions of lubrication.
Okay.
It's main. Why do you snicker?
It's only a third dimensional thing. Don't worry about it.
Explain. I wish to know.
Okay. In sex, it's often handy that lubrication is applied to make the sexual act more enjoyable.
Ah. Why would you need to do that?
Well, because.
Long in the middle of a long distance phone call.
93 million miles away is long 88. Distance. 88 is a long distance phone call.
Mm-hmm. And just think yourself lucky you're not getting billed for it.
That's right. Okay, so lubrication, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, that's what I was going to imply, that two objects on a piston-type setup do need extra lubrication.
And you'd be very correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ah, so you have been having fun exploring this whole new world of sexual entertainment and excitement?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that my sister was had such great muscle control.
Practice. Lots.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she has lots of practice, all right.
I'll tell you. I suppose if it's a line of work, she's going into college. Sounds like she can make a very good living just doing hollows. Probably not a very fulfilling line of work, though.
She seems to see it more as a hobby.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, she would never have to work in her entire life, would she?
I think she wants to work.
I do, too. I think she wants to be known just as the hollow girl.